Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
You're listening to KillRadio.org, and this is Kill Radio's all-submission-only submission show. It's called Hear, Hear. And normally it's with your host, John, myself, and Mark, not me. Mark's not here today. He's got a work thingy.
Work, work, work.
Yes.
Plus he worked hard last night, right?
Yes. Yes, we had a wonderful benefit last night at Lost Souls Cafe, part of the Hear, Hear concert series. We do the third Sunday of every month at Lost Souls Cafe downtown. And we had four great acts, Michael Harris, Carla Hassett, Paul Avion, and Christopher Anton, a.k.a. Synthetic Audio Discotheque, which was pretty cool.
Synthetic Audio Discotheque.
It was pretty cool, you know, because it's you know, it's a synth act with good sort of old-school electronic beats. A lot of the synth acts these days, because of the Postal Service influence, which is a good thing, but because of that influence, there seems to be like this shying away from actual beats. You know, using a lot of electro influences by sort of being subtle with the beats, and I like a good old-fashioned techno beat sometimes.
Sure.
So it was good. It was good to see that, and it was interesting to see it in a live setting. It actually came off pretty well. But you know, as usual, we struggle with the draw. It's hard to promote a Sunday night.
Sunday nights are odd nights, and Lost Souls is downtown. So
yeah, but you know, it's a cool place. So hopefully, we'll get some more people coming to the next one. We do it every month, so. Mark and I take turns as the curators.
When is the next one? December?
Oh, I'm sure it's some incredibly inconvenient time. It's probably on Christmas. Let's see.
yeah, it's probably Christmas Day.
Yeah, let me see. But December 3rd, Sunday, 22nd. No, 15th, because the Sunday is... No, wait a minute. That's a Saturday. 23rd.
The 23rd.
Yeah, right before Christmas Eve.
There we go. The weekend that everybody leaves town.
Exactly.
That's when the next
Starsky
one is.
And I always get screwed with Leisure Suite. You know, we do our 70s and 80s dance night at Bar 107 in that same neighborhood on the last Saturday of every month. And every time it's the Saturday right before Halloween, the Saturday right after Thanksgiving, the Saturday right before Christmas. So, in fact, what is that, 23rd? Is that Sunday? Yeah, so we'll be DJing probably on the No, we're DJing on the 29th, so the Saturday right before New Year's.
Well, actually, the people who are in town are partying, so
it might
possible,
work out in our
you know?
Favor. We'll see.
I mean, you've had it be very successful before, too, so.
Oh, it's usually, even on those nights, it's still pretty successful. Yeah. But, I mean, there's a definite, you can tell the difference, because usually that place is uncomfortably packed, which is good, you know, for us, but we're up in that safe little DJ booth, so we don't have to worry about
I don't know. I can remember some incredibly good times, like on Christmas Eve. But, of course, I wasn't DJing in a club.
Right.
But those are good nights to meet people and to wander around the streets.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, at least in New York they were.
You know, and that's in New York. It's a different thing. You know, just being able to walk around and meet people just because you're all walking around together.
Yeah, you don't have to take cars.
Yeah.
Bloody things.
Well, Starsky and I are DJing, since we're talking about, on this coming Saturday. So what is that, November 24th?
24th,
yeah. And it's Thanksgiving, where we all pretend that it's a good thing, the relationship between the pilgrims and the Indians.
We think of the pilgrims, yes.
We think about a lovely dinner they had and try to forget that after that dinner, the pilgrims killed their hosts.
Yes.
But happy Thanksgiving to you anyway. Don't mean to be a downer. We're here to play some music, and that's what we're going to do. First band up is called The Color Guard. They have an album called Cornucopia, and it's very Thanksgiving-esque, the cover art.
It's cornucopia, all right.
Yeah, it's actually a cornucopia.
Pumpkins and beets and things.
So myspace.com/thecolorguard. It comes to us from Susie Blade Music, SUZIBLADE, Susie Blade, out of Sunnyside, New York. And it's susieblade.com. Here's a quote from a publication called Venus. It's a guarantee their song, I Had a Dirty Dream About You, will stick in your head. In fact, The Color Guard does many different things very well. Dark, progressive metal in the vein of Queensryche, math rock, musical shifts, and lyrically optimistic pop. Well, looking forward to hearing this, then.
I Had a Dirty Dream About You, track two.
All right. Well, we'll play the first two tracks here, and we'll come back in a few minutes.
Plus, it comes with a DVD.
Yeah. You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org.
KillRadio.org.
dirty dream about you. I wonder, did you dream of me too?
Was a good one.
Yeah, it was certainly very nice of her. You're listening to here on killradio.org. That was The Color Guard.
And
what's
I
that
had
sound?
A,
oh, that was coming from outside. I thought it was outdoors, feedback
yes.
from the music.
That was I Had a Dirty Dream About You and Capture.
Yes, from their EP Cornucopia. So check it out, myspace.com/thecolorguard. So, I don't know if you saw what I was looking at before online. They got checking out
crimes?
The news. Yeah, about hate crimes. Up 8%.
Why is it
we only seem to be... Yeah, yeah. 2006, up 8%. I guess we don't know about 2007 yet, but...
Well...
It seems we're only able to improve in areas that that are bad.
Well, it raises... You know, it always raises the question about... What good laws about hate crimes do.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that there are actual, honest to God, hate crimes in the world that people commit because they dislike a particular race or group or something like that.
I suppose it's debatable as to whether or not that warrants a different kind of punishment than if you
kill someone
just because
you hate them. Well,
there
already are laws for killing
somebody.
You know, it's just, if you add a hate crime addition to it, I don't know what good that does overall. I mean, maybe it does. Maybe
what
it
do you
does.
Think the objective is? Is it just to discourage racism?
Yes. But somehow underneath it, it means that there are people who want to deal with thought crimes.
With thought crimes?
Yeah. And they don't want people to think certain ways, and obviously that's fucked up. You can't do that. I mean, people are going to think the way you want.
Yeah.
Like the towns that have the no baggies. Laws that have been coming in that's just been happening.
Was
oh yeah,
no baggy pants.
Yes. You know, or with your underwear showing.
Oh,
you know,
shit.
I mean, when I see some dude walking around with his boxers sticking out of his pants, I think he looks like a fucking idiot. Okay?
But you don't think it should be a crime?
But
it's a crime of fashion.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about people.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
But I think the kids that do it are stupid, and I guess it comes out of prison. out of prison nonsense, you know, that people in prison do that, or they're hiding their guns in their
pants or something. They're so confident, they're not afraid of what anybody thinks.
I mean, at least when I'm carrying my cell phone in my pants and it causes my pants to fall down, at least I'm being fashionable, you know?
Exactly. I just have extraordinarily heavy pants. That's my problem. I have a lot of loose change,
but you know, when it comes to the hate crimes thing, it's like the Christian groups or the fundamentalist weirdo groups that protest like funerals of soldiers, which they the Phelpses, you know, in Kansas, who go and raise signs that
says soldiers are dying because of our tolerance of homosexuality.
Homosexuality, yes. And the two things don't go together because the soldier isn't necessarily gay, probably isn't gay, but they're just saying that because we tolerate homosexuality, God is killing us.
Yeah, well, they get that from Jerry Falwell and other people that we put up on pedestals.
And Pat Robertson, who's still there. At least Falwell's dead, thank God. But
thank God. There's actually kind of a pun going on there.
Yes, there is. Yeah. And Pat Robertson is still around. Of course, whenever I see him, I know that he has children for breakfast every day. I can just see it in his eyes. He just eats
They're
kids.
The marshmallows in his Lucky Charms.
Yes.
Well, on that note, we should probably go back to music. I got a band out of Texas. How do you pronounce this city? What do you think?
That's Pflugerville.
Pflugerville.
Pflugerville, Texas.
That is the coolest name of a city I've ever heard of.
I think that's in the panhandle, actually.
That's where Pflugerville. Built by Snow comes from. They sent us their EP called Noise, so we're going to play a couple tracks from that. You can check out myspace.com.
Do you think it's really noise?
Well, we're about to find out. I'm sure it has noise elements. But looking at they have this list of their favorite bands on their one sheet, and it's pretty interesting.
Not noise. I mean,
yeah, it's not noise music, but I think it's funny that they have the Zombies and Radiohead like in the same group.
Right.
Of music.
I mean, but you know, it's the Police and Devo and the Beatles.
Yeah, and I can see Weezer, the Rentals, and
the
Strokes, bunch of guys in suits. Well, we'll see what we got.
Hopefully.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Stick around.
God damn, I'm awake.
Yeah, let me give him a better start than that.
Awake! Alright, god damn, I'm awake. Every night, as the yesterday dream kills all the pain. So drag away, drag away. So drag away. Turn it off every night.
They're called Built by Snow.
You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. Definitely a Weezer influence there.
Yes, but I liked those. Those were two good tracks.
Yeah, actually, the tracks that I selected were mentioned on their one sheet here. First one, Sleeping Machines, which was used in an independent film called Blind Man, and the other one is Drag Away, which their video for that song apparently won third place in the Project Breakout Rock Video Contest. So
whatever
got some
that is.
Some recognition at any rate.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah. So
I think we should play another track from them later.
Yeah, that's a good idea. What do we got? If you go to builtbysnow.com, you can probably check out some of their videos.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of them up there. So
yeah, they're very tight.
Cool.
I get a feeling they've been playing for more than 3 months.
Yeah, might be. Might be. That's what's cool about this show is I never know what we're going to get and at what level each band is going to be at.
Yeah.
And I don't really care either. I spend so much time thinking about organizing the quality control on Is Good that it's nice to do here and just play music and just have it sort of fall on my ears.
Well, let's get some really crap.
Yeah, so send us some crap. Somebody send us some stuff. Oh, that's awful.
So we can complain about it.
Exactly. Well, anyway, God, I hope this doesn't suck. this is a band called The K's Band. This actually came to us from C. It came to us directly from Social Environmental Entrepreneurs.
Well, then I've got to give it credit.
They are the nonprofit that is the umbrella that keeps the rain from falling on killradio.org, and we do love them so. Anyway, The K's Band... the ksband.com, myspace.com.
Are they from Kansas?
The KS Band. I think they're from Louisville.
Louisville.
So.
They're a KY band.
Yeah. Well, but they have a 718 area code. So, because he came to New York. Singer and writer Dan Killian came to New York after some years toiling in obscurity in the overlooked yet still important Louisville band The Uglies, formed the K's last year with the guitarist Ray Beta. So anyway, they're out of New York. And I suppose the K's band is because his name is Killian.
They're a Brooklyn band.
Yeah. So we'll play a couple of tracks. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Who's calling?
We'll find out.
Got no gas in the tank. Got no cash in the bank. No shiny black shoes, can't keep up with the news. Sure, and my whole body hurts. Don't wear no fancy watch. Everything I want is a car.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
So that was the K's Band. MySpace.com/the KS Band.
And very, very good again. That was tight.
You know, I was thinking it was like trying to get an image in my head of what the music would go to if it was like a movie. And I picture this guy who's like coked out, like running through Vegas. And he's like running down the street and everybody else is moving in slow motion. And he's like singing at people as he runs by them. I mean that as a compliment. I really do. It was very lively. Name of the album is Can't Get It Together. And that was also the name of the first track we played. And the second track there was Last Trip to the Well. So who's going to be running on the Republican ticket? The Mormon or the adulterer?
I wish somebody else had come along. I can't stand either one.
Well, I mean, it's unlikely you would stand anyone that would,
true for
that
Republicans,
would get the nomination.
But they just both just seem so weak. I mean, one of the reasons I left New York was because of Giuliani.
Why is that? Because I totally hate that bastard. People, New Yorkers seem to hate him more than anybody else.
Well, he's fake. He's totally phony. I mean, look at what happened when he was mayor. The famous broomstick up the Haitian's ass in Brooklyn. His attempt to close everything down that was New York. And now the reports are it's more crowded, more jammed together than ever. And people are less happy, though, of course, it's very friendly for money. If you got a lot of money, it's a great place to be because you can climb 1,000 feet above the street
and not
look
have
out
to touch
at
the
it.
Dirty people down below.
Yeah.
You know, my cousin lives in New York, and I was asking him about Giuliani, and this was news to me. That they really, really hate him because they feel a lot of New Yorkers feel that he took advantage of the 9/11 situation and just really dishonored New York with the way that he used it as a campaign tool and as a promotional item. You know, and my cousin lives, you know, just a few blocks from where it actually happened. So it's a big part of his life. It's an event he's, you know,
well,
dear to him.
He was about to, you know, he was on his way out when 9/11 happened. And then he got to be the mayor for that brief time. But Bloomberg was already waiting in the wings to come in. So, he didn't have a lot of time to be mayor after 9/11. Mm. And so, of course, he takes advantage of it. He's like Bush. I mean, it's shameful the way these people have taken advantage of it.
You know, it's interesting. So you pointed out that he wasn't a particularly good mayor.
Right.
And, you know, Bush was not known as Texas's greatest governor either.
No. And people are not going to cheer for him like they did for Ann Richards.
Right, you know. Right. So, I don't know, maybe that's the key. Maybe, you know, the way to become president in this country is to demonstrate a level of incompetence that could only rise to the top. Good times. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. It's Kill Radio's submission show. If you'd like to hear your music on killradio.org, it's shockingly easy. All you have to do is send it to us, and we're happy to play it. You can send us MP3s. You can send us CDs. All the information you need is at myspace.com/hearhear. That's HEAR_HERE. The band I was going to play next is called Nemencia.
For these poor slobs.
These poor guys. There's unfortunately not a CD in the case that they sent us, which, is a mistake that I could have made any day of the week. Is not a big deal, but if you guys would please one more time send it to us. I'll play four tracks off your CD to make up for the fact that I can't play any today. And if you're listening now, so go ahead and send us some more music.
I hope you're listening.
And because Mark's not here with his usual setup.
If you are listening, call us at 213-252-0998. That's our phone number right here.
We'll put you on the air.
You can play something over the phone.
Oh,
you know?
That's a good idea. I haven't done that. I've had a lot of people perform in the studio. I haven't had anybody perform over the phone.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. So anyway, because Mark's not here and he doesn't have all of his MP3s with him, I'm going to reach into the Hear Hear Kill Radio library where all the CDs go and pick out a couple of things that I recall over the past year and a half being especially interesting, or maybe I just like the names, titles of bands or titles of songs, and throw some things on for you. So the one I just picked out now is called The Western Civilization, myspace.com/The Western Civilization. The album is called Letters of Resignation, and they sound like this. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
inside your head. You'll be running for a place you say that you have never been. You had your perfect life, but now it's gone. You fell in love with all the lies inside your cancer-ridden heart. And I fell for every word, yeah, every single thing you said. But our clumsy hands couldn't hold the weight of all these little things. Slowly changed your point of view and changed your demeanor. Now you're drinking every day. You say life is too hard and you wanna spill your guts, but no one knows you anymore. Locked inside my heart, can't keep you trapped inside a cage. Well, I should have changed that fucking lock and ripped my heart up off your sleeve. If I'd have known for just 1 second that you'd be back to bother me.
Go on now, go, watch out, I lost.
Not
You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org.
Didn't move me as much, but it was okay.
Really? I liked it. I liked it. You know, it's funny that it's personal taste how that works. This has been my favorite thing of the day so far. I don't know. Maybe it reminds me of some other bands that I like, but I don't know. I like it a lot. The Western Civilization.
Okay.
It comes to us from Meerkat Empire Records in out of Kingwood, Texas. So check that out. If that's your thing, if it's not your thing, we got more things to play for you.
There's always things.
Yeah. So I bet it. I know you need to take off. Any last minute political gripes you want to throw out at me?
No, I'll cover them tomorrow morning on Moaning Becomes Me.
All right. So that's that reminds me. After your Moaning Becomes Me tomorrow morning, you'll be here from 8 to noon.
Yes.
At noon o'clock, I'm going to interview, have a band in here. There's it's a play/musical event that's taking place soon called M.S. Garvey's Letters to the President. You can check out letterstothepresident.com. I think it's letterstothepres.com.
Okay.
And the band Satellite Class, which is one of my favorite bands in
LA.
Sure,
I know them, yeah.
They're doing the backing music to this event. And M.S. Garvey is a spoken word artist. And he's written, I think it's something like once a week for the past 2 years or something like that, a letter to the president, to George W. Bush. You know, basically asking him, you know, why he's
And so this
such
is a reading of these letters with
so
the
he,
music?
Well, I've seen this act done in as a music act where Satellite Class would play and M.S. Garvey would sort of dance around in front of them in a suit while reading his letters to the president. Dear Mr. Bush, thank you for, you know, because and in all the letters that he sent, it's been, you know, he's gotten like one reply that's sort of like, you know, one of these
we
forum
thank you
letters.
For
thank
writing.
You for your interest yeah. in our, you know, in our cabal and, you know, whatever. So anyway, I think that's going to be a great show. His letters are hilarious and the music is good. So I'm going to have them in here tomorrow to give us a little preview of the play because it opens in a week
okay.
or two. Well, so that'll be after Moaning
Becomes. And I also need to tell you that Rob and Marissa are coming back.
Oh, good.
They first called to talk about tomorrow, and then I said I had to leave early, so they're going to come in on Wednesday morning and do an hour just to get back in shape again.
Excellent.
Okay. So I will be here Wednesday morning just for them so that they can go on the air, and then I can show Rob how to upload the show.
Excellent. For those of you not familiar with the show, it was called Behind the Bars, I think?
Yeah, Behind the Bars by DJ Blind Chaos.
Right. Yes. Who's a sight-challenged member of Kill Radio.
Yes, Australian. From
Australia.
And much more radical than most Kill Radio members, too.
Yeah. And then the show focuses on a lot of the problems in the criminal justice system and the prison experience, of which she's very in tune with, I guess, from her experiences
in Australia.
Well,
her partner, Rob, who is also part of this, has spent some time in prison, so.
Well, that helps give you the insight you need for a show like that.
I mean, how many times have you been in prison?
I have not had the pleasure.
You're not even jail overnight?
Not even jail overnight. Got a few parking tickets.
What's wrong with you?
I avoid confrontation at all costs, but I completely understand that confrontation finds people, and I just haven't been found, so. Who knows?
I've spent like 3 days in jail.
It's, yeah. What was it? Was for smoking?
No, it was for one was because I had a knife in my car that just was in my car because I was moving.
And what is that? A concealed weapon?
Yeah, or? They called it a concealed weapon. And one was for shoplifting in Berkeley. I'm very proud of that.
Wow!
I was shoplifting Steal This Book, and one. What was the other one? There was one other one. I forget. I don't know. LSD. I was trying to kill 50 people or something.
Something or other. Yeah.
Some minor thing.
Youthful indiscretion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all right. Good. Good to know.
If I'd had enough heroin to hand out, it would have been okay.
It's only Monday, so who knows? Perhaps I'll have a great prison story for you by this time next week.
See, there you go.
And
happy Thanksgiving for everybody.
Yeah.
Because it really is a nice thing to be thanked. So yeah. I'm thanking all of you.
Thank you for listening to Kill Radio. And if you're not listening live, thank you for downloading Kill Radio shows.
That's right. And always stay tuned.
Yes, because we're always on the air. So coming up next, I have the Happy Hollows. This is a local band that is doing extremely well right now. They've completely taken off. They sent us this CD a long time ago. So this is some of their older material. But they are just they recently played at the Wiltern. Their next gig is November 24th. That's a Saturday at Spaceland with the bands Y and Half-Handed Cloud in Silver Lake. So you might want to check that out. Here's a couple of tracks from their album Bunnies and Bombs by the Happy Hollows. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Follow him to the edge of the world. just like yesterday.
You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. This is an unusual show where normally I have a co-host, and now I don't because of a work-related situation. But that's okay, because I got lots of music to play for you, although I'm not going to go for the full 2 hours today. I won't put you through that. But you were just listening to the Happy Hollows. Really good music. This album was recorded and mixed by Rob Danson of Death to Anders fame. Death to Anders, another great local band. Anyway, check out the Happy Hollows this Saturday at Spaceland if you're in the Silver Lake area. And if you're not in the Silver Lake area, if you catch yourself downtown, go to Bar 107. Starsky and I will be DJing again. That's our 70s versus 80s night. That's always a lot of fun. Again, you're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. If you'd like to hear your music or your neighbor's music or your best friend's music on Kill Radio, you send it, we play it, no questions asked. There's no payola. You don't have to help us sell crappy beer or burgers or anything like that. All you have to do is make music, put it on a disc, and send it. Hell, you don't even have to put it on a disc. You can send us MP3s. There's instructions on how to do that at myspace.com/hearhere, HEAR_HERE. And I'm just going to play one more band for you. This is the band that's actually going to be on my show, Is Good, in a couple of weeks. They performed at the Lost Souls Cafe fundraiser that we threw a few months ago, and they're called Hello Dragon, and they have this really cool EP called One. It's got actual paint on it, which is cool. MySpace.com/HelloDragon. It sounds like this. You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org.
I try to imagine the cold beginning of time. It's elegant shadows pushing and pulling, particles flying, and Stephen Hawking is getting drunk at the bar. He's dancing with numbers, ordering doubles, and talking to sad girls. It's time we moved on. Parliaments with passion and purpose, down to the nubs. He's watching the TV as rain pours down outside. A delicate veil darkens the windows. It's a miracle. We're all here. It's time we move. Down a tip, a beautiful creature, kissed in a radiant glow. It's time we moved on. It's breaking down what we are. Excuses we've made for our God. It's breaking down what we are.
back of the bar. They need everything. They need it all at once. All you villains, you know who you are. Sit and listen to the sound of slamming doors. I threw up at your feet on the white diamond sands. It's all I can do. Every time we meet, all you villains, you know who you are. Sit and listen to the sound of slamming doors. In the dark times of the dying dogs, in the beer-soaked bars and salons, I just tried to keep you from harm. There's a bad wind moaning hard outside your door. It makes no sense at all. The fat siren screech, the whip of the past that goes us on. All you villains, you know who you are. Sit and listen to the sound of slamming doors.
You've been listening to Here on KillRadio.org. That was Hello Dragon, myspace.com/HelloDragon. As a great local act. They're going to be on Is Good soon, so check out myspace.com/thisisgood. I have a whole bunch of artists lined up to come into the studio and perform live for us and tell us about their process, so I'm looking forward to that. The show's booked pretty much through the end of January, which is very exciting. And sorry, I couldn't give you a full show today, but it just doesn't feel kosher without my regular co-host, and I don't want to just randomly throw on music for you, even though that's what I normally do. And what else? Come back next week to tune in to Hear Here. And, of course, you can always download and podcast this show by going to myspace.com/HEAR_HERE. Kill Radio is nonprofit, anti-corporate, completely independent internet radio, and it's the listeners that make it worthwhile-ish. So there you go. I'll be back on the air this Thursday morning. And I'll be back here tomorrow after Bennett's Moaning Becomes Me, 8 to 12. And then I'll be interviewing M.S. Garvey and the Hootenanny All-Stars, also known as Satellite Class, performing Letters to the President, which is going to be fantastic. So I'll see you online. See you tomorrow.